Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
I have an acronym, Warfare, that helps me fight against sin. And it takes all these principles that we've been covering in this class, as well as the ones for this session, and puts them in this acronym in a way that I can call into mind when I'm in the battle, when I'm fighting. Now, most of the principles from this class are positioning you. They're designed to put you in a position of strength to fight the battle. Somebody told me, he read a book about Napoleon. He told me that Napoleon used to pick his battlefields. He said before there was a battle, he'd travel with his generals, and he would walk through it, and all of a sudden he was just like, here, the battle is going to happen here. And he had it all mapped out in his mind, and then he would orchestrate circumstances and do things such that that's where the two armies met, in that spot, because he had his plans. And he picked a spot that would give him an advantage. All these principles up until tonight are designed to do that, to put you on the right battlefield, to give you in a position of advantage, make you able to, when you engage in this war, to do so from a position of strength. If you don't do these things, if you don't get power from God, fulfillment from God, and fear of God, then you can use every temptation-resisting technique in the book. You can memorize scripture, quote them, do all this stuff. You'll fall. You've got to approach the battle from a strong position. And so that's what we've done all the way up until tonight, is what is that strong position. Now we're ready to fight. Okay, now we're ready to actually engage in the moment of temptation when it arises. So just let me do a quick review, and you can just kind of skim through your notes there on the warfare acronym. The W, walk by the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. You all know that. Walk by the Spirit. You'll not gratify the desires of the flesh. Always be asking this. Is this what the Holy Spirit is leading me to do right now? Is this what the Holy Spirit is leading me to do right now? Now, please, don't make that harder than it needs to be. I'm not talking about... I'm drinking orange juice. The Holy Spirit lead me to drink grape juice, and I'm drinking orange juice, and I'm, oh no, what am I? No, don't, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those moments when the answer is really, really easy. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Today, I had one of those. I'm sitting, I'm supposed to be studying, it's a heavy week for me, it's a heavy day, I got a lot to do, I'm busy, I need to be disciplined, and I got to thinking about cruises. Tracy and I were talking about going on a cruise and our next vacation, and I got to wondering if we could find a little better deal than what we found last night. I didn't want to work. I wanted to go online and look up cruises. Nothing wrong with planning for a vacation at the right time, but not when you're supposed to be working. And I had that a moment where I had to ask, Daryl, is this what the Holy Spirit wants you to be doing right now? The answer was absolutely unequivocal. No. No, no, no. I know for sure it's not. In general, you typically know what you're supposed to be doing. Is this what the Holy Spirit wants me to be doing right now? Galatians 5:16, walk by the Spirit. Just keep in step. Because if I'm sitting there and I'm goofing off, planning a vacation when I should be working, and the next thing you know, I'm fretting about some text that I shouldn't be in. I'm out of step with the Spirit, and then what's going to happen when temptation comes? I'm not going to be in a position to deal with that. I'm going to fall. So walk by the Spirit. The next one, A, alert and avoid, and they're related. You be alert, watch and pray so you don't fall into temptation. Be self controlled and alert. Satan's prowling around like a lion. He prowls because he can't devour anybody. He can only devour people who are not alert. Watching for him, knowing his schemes, be alert all day long. Proverbs 7:26, I always think of this verse, Proverbs 7:26. Many are the victims she has brought down, talking about temptation. Her slain are a mighty throng. Her slain are a mighty throng. I mean, You look at all the mighty men of valor that this temptation has slain. There lies Adam and Eve. There lies the mighty King David. There lies Peter. The strongest of them all. They're her slain or a mighty strong. For me to walk around and think, oh, I'll be able to handle it. I can go in proximity to temptation and still emerge victorious. I'll be all right. Absolute folly. Her slain are a mighty, mighty throng. Need to be on my guard. 1 Corinthians 10:12. You think you're standing firm, watch out so you don't fall. And so I need to be alert and I need to avoid. Romans 13:14. Make no provision for the flesh. Don't get close. Set up a perimeter. If you just figure the odds, if I cave into, say, 1 out of 10 temptations, if that's how strong I am, I do okay 90% of the time, but 10% of the time I choke. Well, if I expose myself to only 10 temptations, then that's only one failure. If I expose myself to 100, that's 10 failures. It's just not smart, So don't make provision. Keep to a path far from her. Don't go near the door of her house. Realize that her hands are chains. Proverbs also says the evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him. I do one evil deed, and I start having a bad attitude because of a text, and the next thing you know, I'm ensnared. As soon as I get into it, boom, and the handcuffs are on. So be alert and avoid temptation. And then the sowing and reaping principle, that's R. Galatians 6:7. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. Man reaps what he sows. Always be asking, what am I sowing right now? What am I sowing? Is this what the Holy Spirit wants me to do? And what am I sowing? Am I sowing to the Spirit? Maybe I'm watching a TV show. Maybe I'm reading a news article. Maybe I'm chatting with a friend or having a daydream. What effect is this thing that I'm doing right now having on my flesh or on my spirit? Is it weakening and killing the flesh, or is it awakening and strengthening the flesh? If this movie or this book or this thing I'm doing is stimulating my flesh even a little bit, sowing and reaping. Remember Jesus said you reap not only what you sow, but 30, 60, 100 times what you sow. All the rest of them are tonight except for the last one, enjoy. That we've covered. Preferring God. Fighting sin by preferring. Preferring. Right? You can't just look at Folly's banquet table and say, I got to say no. You got to find something better. Chalmers said it's the expulsive power of a greater affection, right? You got to like something else more than you like that sin. And so you have to have experiences of God's presence that are satisfying to your soul. Of all the godliness training exercises we've done in this whole thing, that's the biggest one by far. You've got to have soul-satisfying experiences with the presence of God, or it's not going to get, it's not going to work. I'll tell you what I've been doing. I read a devotional a while back about how the gifts of God in this world, the pleasures of this world, are reflective of God's attributes. They tell us things about God. But they're imperfect mirrors. They're not exactly like God, and so they, in and of themselves, they can't satisfy. They fall short of being able to satisfy. The greatest vacation, the greatest food, the greatest sex, the greatest whatever is not going to satisfy the cravings of your soul. It'll fall short. It's a sampling of what God's presence is like, but it's not God's presence. And so in itself, it can't satisfy. And so what I've been doing is anytime I'm tempted, or anytime, even if I'm not tempted, anytime I feel my soul just really being attracted to some earthly pleasure or good thing, I look at it and I literally point to it and say, you can't satisfy me. Now you've got this going for you. You reflect some attributes of God in some marvelous ways. I got to give you that, but not enough to actually satisfy me. You cannot satisfy me. I've had to do that a few times with some food in the last couple of weeks. I've pointed to the food. You can't say, and it's amazing the impact that it's had on my heart. Just that little exercise doing that preaches to my soul. We've got to win the battle by preferring. That's the way God wants us to fight temptation. Open our eyes to the truth that experience of his presence is better than the sin.
Okay, I kept it short today. It's just four of the letters of the acronym. And the reason I chose these four, I did the first three, W-A-R, and then I skipped to the letter E. The reason I chose those four is because those are the principles that have already been covered in the previous podcasts. So it's not new material. I'm just showing you here how it fits into the acronym. The rest of the acronym will start in with some new material. But I didn't want to do them all in one podcast. One thing I've noticed in teaching this material and working with people who have gone through this class is that the warfare acronym is kind of long. It's hard to remember that many principles, even with an acronym, especially an acronym that has two A's and two R's, because things you get mixed up in your mind. So I would urge you, between now and tomorrow's podcast, go over this W-A-R-N-E, walk by the Spirit, alert and avoid the reaping and sowing principle, and enjoy God. Win the battle by preferring, enjoying God more than you enjoy the sin. Review those, go over and find memory cues in your day. Do something to really cement these in your mind so that when we move on through the acronym, you won't get confused. And don't forget, these warfare principles and this acronym are for you to use in the moment of temptation. They won't work in that moment if you don't first set yourself up for victory by laying the groundwork of getting power from God, fulfillment from God, and fear of God. Those need to be in place well before the moment of temptation in order for you to be in a position of strength so that these principles in the warfare acronym will actually work.
Thank you for listening. Our prayer is that this season of the Food for Your Soul podcast will help you tap into deeper and deeper experiences of the fruit of the Spirit, especially self-control. Your thoughts about the materials in these studies are important to us, and they may be helpful for others as well. A link to this podcast is posted on the Food for Your Soul Facebook page every weekday morning. You're invited to follow that page and post your reactions to that day's content. Your perspectives might be just what someone else needs to gain insight. And when a session is especially helpful, feel free to click on the share button so others can find it too.
This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Food for Your Soul Ministries. For information on how you can support Food for Your Soul, visit us online at treasuringgod.com. There you'll find over 1,000 sermons, as well as articles, books, and many other resources, all available for free download.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.